Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Own Your Career, Break the Corporate Blueprint, and Build Your Own Ladder by Michaela Alaka. Narrated by Nicole Zanzarella. Limit of Liability, Disclaimer of Warranty. While the publisher and author have used their best efforts in preparing this book, they make no representations or warranties with respect to the accuracy or completeness of the contents of this book, and specifically disclaim any implied warranties of merchantability or fitness for a particular purpose. No warranty may be created or extended by sales representatives or written sales materials. The advice and strategies contained herein may not be suitable for your situation. You should consult with a professional where appropriate. Further, readers should be aware that websites listed in this work may have changed or disappeared between when this work was written and when it is read. Neither the publisher nor author shall be liable for any loss of profit or any other commercial damages, including but not limited to special, incidental, consequential, or other damages. Introduction. Most college graduates enter corporate America because they've been told that this is the path to long-term happiness and success. It's never questioned or challenged, and usually after a few months or maybe a year, they realize this. Everything you've been told about working, it's a lie. Your dream job? It's an illusion. Climbing the corporate ladder to become a CEO? It's unlikely. At least for the majority of people. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS 2023B, in 2022, there were an estimated 199,240 chief executives in the labor market. For context, the 2022 labor market was estimated to include approximately 164 million people, BLS 2023A. That means that, generously, 0.1% of workers will reach the C-suite. Sure, that could be you, but it probably won't be. And that's okay. It's normal to enter the workforce feeling motivated, excited, and ready to conquer the world. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that feeling is fleeting. And if you want to find true happiness at work, you'll need to define it on your own terms. I know it sounds scary and depressing, but that's what I'm here for. It's become far too commonplace to find yourself 15 years deep into a career that is wholly unsatisfying and to feel absolutely lost on how to find...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?